Jalen Reagor. God, do we have to do the I Will Remember You again?
No. You can actually start it and then I'll just cut in like nope.
Not for him. All right. Whenever you're ready, just clap and count me down from five.
Five, four, three, two.
I will remember you.
Nope.
This is the Water Boys podcast presented by Crossing Broad. Hello, everybody. I'm Coach Gary. With me is Kyle. Coach Kyle. I can't talk right now. In the middle of a fantasy draft. We're killing it over here. But if you haven't read the news today, our sweet prince, Jalen Reagor, has finally been traded out of Philadelphia. It's kind of hilarious that he has to go play with Justin Jefferson. Kyle, what was your reaction to the Jalen Reagor trade?
Yeah, we only do I Will Remember You for Ugo Amadi and other guys out of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, it was Carson Wentz, Ugo Amadi so far are the two.
Well, that's a pretty good list of people. Jalen Reagor would not be on that list. How do I feel? Why do people keep trading with Howie Roseman?
I don't know. It's funny because all these articles will come out every year. It's like, who do you trust the least? Who do you like the least? Who's the most weaselly? Howie Roseman's always brought up in them, and the guy just continually makes moves and seems like he just doesn't lose deals. I mean, the only deal I ever heard that he came that someone had on the radio today, someone had an example of a deal he lost was DGB for Dennis Kelly.
I knew someone was going to bring up DGB, where it's like, if he lost the DGB Dennis Kelly trade, damn. I don't know how we're going to get through that one. I mean,
but there's also at the time, like, the Eagles had depth at the offensive line and they needed a wide receiver in the worst way. DGB was a freak.
Love Dennis Kelly. Fattest guy to ever catch a touchdown in the playoffs.
Ooh, I don't know about that. In the playoffs, that's fair.
So that was really cool. Met him. Really nice guy.
You met him?
Yeah, I met him outside of the St. Peter's Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. I remember that in the video. Are you Dennis Kelly? He's like, yeah, you are.
One of the most funny profile pictures on the Eagles team website of all time. Looked like a lesbian lunch lady.
He looked like Miss Trunchbull.
Yes.
Yeah, Miss Trunchbull from Matilda.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't ask for a retake on that one.
I think some of these guys are like, let me just get in out of here. They don't call them big uglies for nothing, Kyle.
That is true. Their main thing is just push and pull and just put people on the ground.
Push them, pull them, do something.
Are fifth round picks and sixth round picks, are they like the most sought after picks nowadays? I mean, you look at the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade. I know the guy's on a contract year, and if the Eagles really want him, they have to re-sign him, and he's going to ask for a good amount of money. I think they were $4 million apart in New Orleans, but like, holy shit, a fifth and a sixth rounder for, I mean, what is that? Like a Marlon Tua Papalutu and a Patrick Johnson?
I think the one thing that the Eagles don't enjoy is successful late round picking. If you look, I think the draft is deeper than it ever has been. You can tell it with running backs, and you can kind of start to see that trend coming with defensive backs and wide receivers. Guys, teams are finding these guys a little bit later in the draft, and you have to because of the amount of money you're paying for top echelon talent. So the draft has become so much more valuable because you become so much more cap strap. One thing that the Eagles have always enjoyed is great cap management. So the Eagles kind of had the best of one world, not so much the best of the other world, but I think what the Eagles are doing, and remember, they still have a ton of capital for next year. So I think that the getting those late round picks for teams that historically draft well has a lot of value, especially when you know you're going to lose a valuable player for nothing.
And yeah, I mean, if you look at it, they got more for Jalen Reagor than the Cowboys got for Amari Cooper, which is crazy.
Yeah. Which is crazy, right? And it's also, they got him in a position of need. I mean, what are the Vikings doing here? I mean, they've traded us good prospects or good picks multiple times now because they found themselves in a situation where they couldn't fill out their roster.
Sam Bradford trade. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
First round pick for him.
I mean, it's just how he continues to fleece guys. And, you know, if you can wheel and deal and use these fifth and sixth rounders to get these kind of guys. Like, I'm going to call him CJ GJ because Chauncey Gardner Johnson is just too long.
Why can't we just say CJ G?
Because he has Gardner Johnson.
But isn't his name Chauncey?
Chauncey Gardner Johnson, but he also goes by CJ Gardner Johnson.
Oh, so he goes by CJ.
Yeah, so I'm gonna.
I'm just gonna call him Chauncey. Not a lot of. I feel like if I say Chauncey, everyone's gonna know what I'm talking about.
Unless you're talking about Billups.
He's not in the league.
He's still on. He's still. Yeah, he is. He's coaching the Timberwolves.
Yeah, but doesn't he like abuse women and stuff like that?
Allegedly, I don't think anyone knew about that until it all came out. I know
until I just broke the story here live.
I certainly didn't know. Yeah, until they hired him, that story was
Chauncey Billups is a loser.
What was I talking about? So
Chauncey Billups,
Chauncey Gardner Johnson, Chauncey whatever the fuck his name is. One thing, hyphenated name. I don't know if I ever told you this story. I played 1 year of basketball in college. Mm-hmm. Coach.
How'd your career end?
Well, you know, shot 100% from the field, 1-for-1 of all time. So
did you quit?
I quit. Yeah, I quit. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I quit. D3 ball, man. Like
quitter.
You should not be doing the same as D1 ball players in terms of like practicing, study hall, this, that. Organization, weightlifting, and all that, and you're getting D3 looks.
I agree with you on the study hall situation was absurd.
It's your day. I mean, I needed it. Don't get me wrong, but like, you just had no time from October to March.
You were not wrong. You had no time. But what was the hyphenated story name?
So the guy, my coach, wouldn't recruit guys with hyphenated names because he thought they were soft.
Fair point. That's one of the more fair things I think I've ever heard.
That's such a coach move because he thought if the father wasn't strong enough to let his force his mother to take his last name and they had a hyphenated name, then he was raised in a soft family. So that means he's soft.
Dude, that's like shades of Jim Harbaugh. He doesn't like people who eat a lot of chicken because it's a nervous bird.
It's a nervous bird, yeah.
Yeah, nervous bird.
Yeah, so that's my Chauncey Gardner Johnson that's your evaluation. Chauncey.
I'm pretty excited. This it has all the vibes of the Rodney Dangerfield. He's not a football player, he's a comedian. Ronald Darby trade to it. The comparisons are very similar.
Did we like Ronald Darby?
Ronald Darby had a good year in 2017. I don't care what people say. Like he didn't live up to his hype after that and the contract that he got, but for what he was in 2017, he was fine. Now
we're done trading with Bills forever, right?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you this question. I would assume so. Like what none other trade has ever really worked out for us. I would say the Darby trade worked for us.
Sure. Because we won the Super Bowl.
I was gonna ask you a question. Now I can't remember what it was. You got me off track there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll say something. If this
go ahead, it's a podcast.
Doesn't play well, I'm putting them in the same box as the Sixers. I will never believe in them ever again.
This is bullshit because the Sixers have continuously been like stuck. No, hold on a second. The Eagles are built in one off. They make the playoffs 1 year. Now you're like, now they're a contender for the rest of my life.
No, I'm just saying if this
absurd.
Team, if relax, if this team,
it's absurd.
If this team
you have
does
a top
not perform,
five player in the league on one team, the other team's an unproven team.
I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. If they underachieve, if they don't go at least 10-7, and they don't win at least one playoff game, I will put them in the same box as I have the Sixers right now. That the Sixers could go 82-0, and I will not believe in them until they make it past the second round. So I think that's fair. I mean, how much hype has we gotten today? Howie's
Win one game. You have to win
one playoff game.
One playoff game.
You
put them in the fraud zone.
Yeah, I'll put them in the fraud zone. I need them to stack up on top of last year. I think that's fair.
But
I think
the quarterback stinks?
Well, then Jimmy G can come play here.
You really want that?
I don't know.
No one really wants that, right?
Pretty good QB record.
I'm going to ask you.
I like QB more because people don't account that like 10 other guys are on the field and 21 other guys are.
Yeah,
part
no one
of
else
that
gets
win.
To win. I wonder what Jason Kelsey's all time center record is.
Yeah, I wonder what. Yeah,
you think he's above 500? He had some lean years in there.
I don't know. Actually, got drafted in 2011. Kind of went through some rebuilding. I don't think he's above 500.
Are we including playoff wins?
Sure.
Okay. I think he might be right around 500 then. Let me ask you a quick fantasy question. Do you like Alexander Mattison or Kenny Gainwell more?
Both could be Eagles.
Right. Well, one is an Eagle.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the reports coming out of camp about Kenny Gainwell. I think you should select Alexander Mattison. But who else is there?
I mean, there's guys available. I need a running back. James Robinson's available, but he's questionable.
Well, for how long is he questionable? Well, is that the guy who just got shot, right?
I don't know. He's a Jacksonville player. No, that's Brian Robinson. He's doubtful. Dude, baller move to be doubtful after getting shot multiple times and be like, look, we're not saying he's out yet. We doubt he's going to play, but he might. I'm going to take Madison just because I know for a fact Dalvin Cook will miss a game at some point.
That is true. Okay.
So, yeah. Boom, he's mine.
Well, then again, Kenny Gainwell, I mean, we know nothing about the Miles Sanders injury. The Miles Sanders injury is wild. We had that weird video of John Clark. He took a video and someone from the Eagles was talking behind him being like, all right, off the record, we're not worried about Miles Sanders. Should be a go for week one. Nothing to really worry about. And now he hasn't practiced since the Jets preseason game.
I think Miles Sanders has officially entered the territory of where I just kind of hate him at this point.
Hate him because he doesn't play or hate him because he doesn't produce? Or
I mean, kind of everything. I think he's one of them. I mean, he made his rookie year, he made plays and he caught the ball at an acceptable rate. He made plays that were like, oh, man, this guy's for real. It's been all downhill since there. And I would assume it's some of the injuries. Maybe they figured out he's a little bit too much of a dancer. But like, I keep going back and forth on this. The reason I always liked guys like Jordan Howard, LeGarrette Blount, JHI, what did they do? They got the ball and ran up the field. That's all I want my running back to do.
I could see you morphing into a WIP caller in front of my eyes, and I kind of love it.
I'm just saying, like, all I want the guy is to take the ball and run.
I understand you want them to take the ball and run, but you can't just keep running north and south. Sometimes
I'm not saying you have to,
because
if you have a change of pace guy.
Jordan Howard was literally a north and south guy. LeGarrette Blount was literally north and south. Didn't he have 16 touchdowns one year, and they were all within, like, the five-yard line?
Yeah, but who cares? That's just production.
I understand. You're not. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Super Bowl champion.
The guy, there's a guy who just got cut. He was a third round pick. I think it was the Niners who just picked him. He went to Ohio State. Go get that guy.
No, Trey Sermon. No. That's the same dude. All he can do is just run over people in college.
You still need that one running back. That one running back is nice to have. First and 10. Run it up the middle, get 5 yards. You're ahead of the chain. Like, there's still something there.
This isn't college. You're thinking of Trey Sermon in college, where you used to run over people. This is the NFL, where dudes are 100 more pounds.
If you can fall forward for 5 yards, I'm fine with it.
You can't fall forward for 5 yards.
Jordan Howard made a career of it.
Falling forward for 5 yards, you'd be a 15-foot person.
Yeah, you get stumbles and runs, dude. 3 yards in a cloud of dust football. Bring it back.
If you can't make it as a running back in Kyle Shanahan's system, you want to bring him over to Nick Sirianni's system?
See, they play an east-west system out there. That's why they let him go. He's a third-round pick. You just don't let him walk. Because
you probably love the Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ahmad Bradshaw, Brian Jacobs.
Oh, no, is there really a better combination of ways to play your running back position? Three guys with a different skill set and you just keep pounding them all day?
Listen, I'm not saying it's wrong. We did it last year to success with the quarterback.
But I'm not saying you take this guy and give him the lead running back role. I'm saying go get a guy who can go out there and get you yards when you need it. Somebody can close a game out for you. Not Miles dance around the backfield and get hurt Sanders.
I don't disagree.
I'm done with Miles Sanders.
I mean, I don't love that, like, there are the reports out that, like, Kenny Gainwell really had a chance to, like, take the number one starting job, didn't do it.
Everyone said he has been very underwhelming.
I love Boston Scott, but, like, I can't watch 5'5" Boston Scott
try to run
up the middle.
Only against the Giants, baby.
Yeah, I can't do it. And this thing now that they traded Rager and Britton Covey is on the practice squad, are we doing Boston Scott returning kicks again? Because I can't do that again.
I don't know who's going to be the returner. But it's almost like they just don't value the position at all.
They said Quez Watkins, which you could.
He also stunk. He bobbled balls and, like, didn't get upfield.
I know, but
and it's not so much a kick returner. I don't care about that. A punt returner would just be nice. I think Britton Covey will eventually wind up on the roster just as the punt returner.
Sure.
Maybe a package or two, but, like, it probably just makes the most sense.
Sure. Sure.
Because they got to do something.
Can we go back to Rager for a second?
Yeah, sure. What you got on Rager?
I love that everyone says, you know, the guy just needs a fresh start. Do you think that's what Howie tells these guys, or when he calls them, like, hey man, guy's good. He just needs a fresh start. Because, like,
it's possible.
When has a guy like Jalen Reagor, who's a first round bust or a second round bust. Like you got Alex Leatherwood out in the Raiders, who just got cut. He was a first rounder, I think, last year. I think the Bears just got him. When is a fresh start actually worked out? I feel like Sam Darnold is on his third fresh start.
Nelson Aguilar, he got one when he went to Oakland for the 1 year, and he was very good. But then he fell off again.
But he already had won a Super Bowl by then.
I know, but he also had a really bad season after that.
Yeah, but we're talking about a guy who's never had a good season. We're talking like a Chris Carter who like was drugs and alcohol, like
Darren Waller.
Technically not a fresh start.
Clean start.
Clean start. There you go.
Clean start.
Like,
yeah.
If you think about it, like a fresh start guy, I'm trying to rack my brain. It's the last guy who was like, you know what? This guy didn't pan out in 2 years. Send him over to another team. Let's get him a fresh start. It just doesn't work like that. So
there's probably a good example in hockey. Ryan Strome would be a pretty good example in hockey. He's drafted fifth overall by the Islanders, just never really got a shot, finally got out of there, and now he's become a very productive second-line like winger.
Scott Kingery. He's getting his like forced fresh start.
Scott Kingery's never going to be good, so
he's
the worst, one of the worst contracts ever.
He's on like his redevelopment right
now.
But
he's on the same team.
Well, yeah, but he's also getting a fresh start every time he gets called up to the big leagues.
Did he get called up this year?
I think he was up for a second.
Okay.
I think we were real. One or two Jetpacks games, gold glove winner, you know, all that stuff that we all thought he was going to be. Next Chase Utley. Now that's shifted over to Nick Maton. He's going to be the next.
I was going
to
say Maton's up there too. Philadelphia loves the small middle infielder.
Yeah, guy can't even get on the field. But yeah, he's going to be the next Chase Utley. The next Chase Utley is at shortstop, Bryson Stott.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, with this whole Jalen Reagor stuff, it's just like, yeah, you get whatever you can get for him. And the fact that they can get a conditional fourth for him when they have Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, I guess you could say he couldn't get open last year, but I mean, those are better than the top two wide receivers that they had last year on the Eagles. So it'll be interesting to see what the parameters of the deal are to see what that becomes a conditional fourth. I know he had like around like 600 yards last year. I think he had like 580 something.
I'm assuming the details of what the conditions are have not come out yet.
No, there was a really funny tweet by, I think it was a Vikings reporter, and it was like, the Minnesota Vikings will never have to hold their breath on a punt return ever again. And this guy just got absolutely obliterated by Eagles fans, just sending him the clips of like the Buccaneers game last year.
Not being good. And here's 100 clips of him not being good.
And the guy's like, I literally stand corrected. He actually addressed it, which was really funny.
Well, that's even funnier. Sometimes when you just make he's probably like, oh, Justin Jefferson, TCU, I saw him make plays. Guy just had no idea what he was getting himself into. You're getting one of the more mopey players in the league.
I mean, what's your favorite or most memorable memory of Jalen Reagor? Him fighting with people on social media?
Him going after John Clark was a good one just a few weeks ago.
That was pretty good.
That was cap ass shit.
That was his lasting memory here.
Yeah.
He had a really good one with that guy in the Instagram DMs.
Dude would know something happened at practice, go on and search for it after he was done. He'd be like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go defend my terrible play on Twitter.
Yeah. Here was the DM argument with a guy.
The draft is over, by the way.
Congrats.
Thanks.
If you get 13 plus fantasy points, I'll buy you a Big Mac, said the guy. He says,
fair point.
And he replies, you suck, man. Wow. Rigger goes, N-word, fuck you. Drop your addy. Yeah, N-word. Doing all that talking. Y'all fucking fans talk too damn much. I'll knock your soft ass out. The guy goes, man, relax. You're not going to get a Big Mac talking to me like that.
Sometimes I feel like these athletes think that they can actually intimidate us when it's just like, well, if I just give one of you like one of the more basic comebacks, I can just box you in. Hey, Bo Allen got after me today and I told him that Newman's Own Ranch stinks. And he's like, you wouldn't say it to Paul Newman if he lies. Of course I would. It's just pizza stinks too.
Paul Newman had pizza?
Yes, Paul Newman pizza too.
Did you delete Newman's that tweet, Own? By the way? I went back on and looked at it. It looked like you deleted it. I couldn't find it.
I deleted anything. My Twitter has been acting odd, though. What tweet did I delete?
I'm sure. The second one back to him.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out why that one didn't post.
Yeah, sure. What else do we have? Philadelphia was named the rudest city in the country.
Yeah, that's BS. It's New York.
That's true.
It's New York.
I would say LA's up there. Like, at least, like, so this is the thing
they're
about.
Homeless are weird.
This is the thing about Philly. They have super homeless in New York. You don't know if they're, like, part of the landscape or not, if they're regular people until they're wearing, like,
ghillie suits.
Yeah, you don't know if they're, like, part of, like, civilization until, like, they look at you or they open their mouth and their teeth are all fucked up or something like that. I remember walking down in New York and someone was like walking towards me. I was like, oh, this looks like a nice, wholesome lady. She like opened her mouth, looked at me, and I was like, holy shit, that woman was homeless. I couldn't believe it. But this study in Philadelphia's rudest city in America and has the rudest locals. The study surveyed 1,500 residents of the 30 largest metropolitan areas in the United States. This place called Prepley did this study. Philadelphia ranked the number one spot, followed by Memphis and then New York City.
Memphis is so angry because they got to deal with their shit ass Grizzlies all the time. Look, this stuff writes itself. I pile on the Grizzlies all the time and it literally just presents it to me.
I mean, you probably call that the Grizzlies would never win a championship.
I've said it 1,000 times. John Morant probably won't be there in 2 years.
The most common rude behaviors in U.S. cities include people being absorbed by their phones, refusing to let people merge in traffic, and being noisy in shared spaces, according to Prepley. For Philadelphia specifically, the study found that people in Philadelphia are most likely to use their phone on speaker when in public places. Okay, I don't think we're that rude. Like, I don't think people...
I don't even know if I would say that's like a rude tendency. It's just like an odd...
I think it's normal move for people who grew up with phones to be on them. Like, phones. This is like things we do. We keep to ourselves on our phones. We're ingrained by our phones. You know, being loud. Okay, sorry, we're loud. Like that's a thing. But like I think it's more that like this was our residents snitching on our own residents that were like the meanest people in the world. When it's like
people like me, what bothers you when you go to Walmart? There's a lot of people on their phones.
Like looking at their phones or literally this FaceTiming thing.
Your FaceTiming thing, yeah.
I don't have to tell you, man. Do you ever say anything?
No. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, like at the end of the day, it doesn't truly bother me. I've just noticed it happens a lot. I don't understand why. I really don't. But you would think with the advancement in Bluetooth technology, you would just throw AirPods in and have that conversation.
Well, not everyone can afford AirPods. They're so, like $1.95.
Yep. Well, Insignia makes a brand too for about $25.
Oh.
Bluetooth speakers are very affordable.
That's good. That's good to know the Bluetooth speaker market is getting is hitting saturation.
I'll pull this site up right now. Let me pull up a Best Buy right now, and I'll look up the cost of some wireless headphones.
Would you consider that rude though?
It's less rude than just having it on speaker.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, would you consider FaceTiming at full blast rude?
Yes, depending on where you like. If you're on the bus doing it, rude. You know what I mean? Like if you're on SEPTA doing it, that's rude.
Is there a certain timing? Like say it's a 30-second conversation to a minute long. When does it become rude?
I think it's when you're having we're just talking conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it becomes a little much.
Okay.
But I don't think it's if I were on the bus and you called me and I was like, hey, I'm on the bus, what's up? And you ask me the question you're looking for, and I give you the answer you're looking for, and we hang up. I think that's fair. Keep it under 45 seconds.
Under 45 seconds. Okay, so you want to be able to...
That's a fair point.
It's kind of like the... what are the phones that...
Usually if you're getting called too, you're not doing the majority of the talking. You're being asked something.
Yeah. All right, so you want to keep it under the payphone.
If I get on the bus and I call somebody, I'm there to... I'm calling someone to have a conversation.
All right, so it should be like the payphone limit where you don't call for a minute, you hang up, you get your quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
99 cents back.
I just think they need to make it. I think people just need to stop being on the phone so much in public.
Maybe I don't leave enough, but I feel like I
JVC Marshmallow tune-in earphones with Bluetooth, $39.99.
Very affordable.
206 ratings, 4.5 stars. Very affordable.
Very affordable. Being cut off in traffic, I feel like that comes a kind of...
comes with volume. Every city in the Northeast has that problem. Although people not knowing how to properly zipper merge is a joke.
That's true.
Just be a common. look, you could remove half the road rage in the world if you were just a decent human being.
Well, nowadays, if you have road rage, you're a wild person because you're going to get shot.
Everyone has a gun. Yeah, everyone has a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last thing I do.
If you're beeping at people nowadays, you're a crazy person.
Yeah. I wanted to beep today. I wanted to so bad, but I was like, I'm not getting shot. Not today.
Nope, not today.
Guy's driving 35 into 60. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Okay.
I couldn't get around him.
Yeah, I hear you.
I was running late for work. There was an accident. I was in traffic. I was like, come on. What are we doing here?
Audit's not going to audit itself.
Let's join the rat race, man. We're past the audit now.
Also, back to Philadelphia. A ton of nurses live here. I mean, if you go on a dating app in Philly, check it in, and I promise you 50% of women are nurses, that are going to come up. No.
Some nurses are rude.
Nurses are the most caring people in the world. That's why they get into nursing, for the love of the game.
I don't know. Some nurses can be rude.
Well, I would say the majority of nurses are always... Well, I mean, if you had to change fucking bedpans...
Hold on a second. Well, all I'm saying is... My wife worked in a hospital for a little while, and maybe it's not the nurse, but there's another person in there that does stuff. They're like the, not so much a nurse, but they're like helpers. Like those people just don't want to do anything. They'll be like, hey, patient shit himself. You go clean him up. And they'll be like, no, be like, it's kind of your job. Like you clean the shit person up.
Is this below the nurse? Like, is this like,
I think it's like the person below aide? The nurse. Yeah, maybe like an aide. I think the aides are usually fairly rude people.
Nursing.
They're like, I don't want to do anything.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know much about the nurse game. I'm just saying that like a lot of Philly has a lot of nurses, and nurses take care of people in some of the best hospitals in the world. So they must be doing something right, and they're very caring. So I think this survey, first of all, is a farce.
Okay.
Second of all, sorry a person didn't say hi to you on the street or in a bar.
Is Yoko a nurse?
No.
Okay. I was just making sure because I feel like you got very defensive over nurses. Is your mother a nurse? Is your sister a nurse?
Nope. I'm just saying there's a lot of nurses.
You a nurse born?
No.
I'm just asking. I mean, you're really defending nurses here.
I'm defending Philadelphia as like a place where it's like not mean. I think it like loves to think they're mean, but I think they're genuinely nice people. I think it's a lot of people who are transplants who come, you know, outside of the suburbs or come from Jersey or Delaware and everything, who see one person who has like a scowl on their face and like, this is the meanest city in the world. It's like, no, we're all just getting to places. We're all walking fast to get somewhere. We all have somewhere to be. We're probably going to meet up with our friends. So like, just because we didn't say hi to you at a bar or hi to you on the street, we're probably going to meet up with our friends. You should get some yourself.
When I lived in Michigan, the pace of play is terrible.
Just in general,
pace of play, just terrible.
You're talking about golf? Are you talking about just...
No, I'm just talking about general life. Like, nobody's in a hurry, and I'm always in a hurry.
Atlanta Airport is one of the worst I've noticed.
Because they're just Southern comforting you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, honey, why don't you sit down, have some food? Like,
yeah,
we gotta get on a flight.
That makes no sense why Memphis is, you know, Memphis is supposed to be like the Southern comfort, like capital of the world, Graceland, and the Memphis Grizzlies. And
the Grizzlies, yeah, that's why everyone's so upset. They're like, oh, we have a star. We know he's going to leave.
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee is like
any you could take any team that has a top NBA star and they'll be like, oh, they're the rudest city in the world because they just know their star is going to leave. It's like us with Allen Iverson. He'll never win anything and he'll leave.
Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, he'll leave. Mean. Eventually he'll leave. Now he might stay because he's dumb.
New Orleans, Zion Williamson.
He'll be gone.
Gone.
LeBron James, Cleveland, but he came home, then he left again.
That's true.
Be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
That's true.
Kyrie Irving, he's like, I'm out of here.
So do you ever think
that Joel Embiid eventually he'll be out of here?
Shut up. When he's old. Do you think Philadelphia's mean? I mean, you're out in the... I just feel like
I don't really go to Philadelphia very often.
But when you do come to Philadelphia, or when you did come to Philadelphia, were you always like, oh, this place is pretty cool? Or were you kind of like, eh, these people suck?
I never had a problem with the people of Philadelphia.
The best is the people who have never stepped foot or do not step foot in Philadelphia. They just go down to the South Philly complex. And every time we write an article on Crossing Broad about Philadelphia, something fun that happened in Philadelphia, or Mayor Kenny, God forbid, or a new policy, God forbid, that's like funny. It's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, the man ran this city into the ground. It's a shithole, blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro, you haven't been here in like 5 years. And I know it's like not great right now, but it's all isolated incidents in different isolated areas. Philadelphia is a very, very big city. It doesn't suck as much as you really think it is.
I think the one problem with Philadelphia is that it has a bad rap because of all the crime that goes on there right now. However, I do think you should be commended for, one, your Sips video, two, the video you had, the dinner on Blanc. I don't know anything about those things because I don't spend a lot of time in Philadelphia. So seeing it being exposed is cool to me. I'm like, oh, this is something I've never seen before. Had no idea those two things even existed until you put those videos out.
I'm glad you like that. And actually, that's kind of like, oh, in an odd way, like how I want to do those videos or start doing those videos in a way where people are like, oh, what's this? Like the naked bike ride was on Sunday. I couldn't get to it because I was away. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't know there was a naked bike ride, but I'm sure there's a lot of guys with cameras there. Speaking of naked bike riders, I noticed something this week and I really wanted to bring it up on the podcast, but there was really no way to naturally bring it up. You know the girl Lily who does the AT&T commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Next time you see the ad on Twitter for AT&T, just read the replies. It is one of the more funny. I don't know how I was scrolling through and it popped up and I was like, let me see like what the engagement is on this. And I'm just looking at it and I'm like, who in their right mind is like responding to an AT&T commercial? So I'm like, all right, it's probably upset customers. You move down, it's just saying milk. It's just people saying milk. Because Lily does have a nice chest, I'll give her that. But like, I mean, and then I was on Lily's Wikipedia page. I found out she's like from like Bosnia or something.
Oh.
She's definitely foreign of some sort. I don't know. Bolivia?
Yeah, I think more Bosnia.
Bosnia. Chechen, maybe.
Chechen? I don't think she's Chechen.
She might be. But anyway, I went down this.
Is the promoted tweet you're talking about?
Yeah, if you just read the replies, just go all the way down. Like, and there's like some lady who's like, don't worry, all the milk people will be here soon. And then you go down there and it's just like milk, mom, milk, milk. And it's just one of the funnier things. It was one of those things I was like, I just need to know who's replying to this. And if obviously the first few were like, oh, AT&T, I don't have any service in the middle of Memphis. I'm like, yeah, because the Grizzlies suck. And then you just keep scrolling down. It's like milk. Milk. Or like guys with the big eyes emoji. I just thought it was hilarious. I just knew I wanted to work in the podcast as soon as you said naked bike ride. I was like, all right, now we're on boobies.
You were just waiting.
I had to talk to you about it.
Milk.
The people had to know. Milk.
Have you ever read a reply of a Paige Spiranak tweet?
No, because I know what's in there.
I mean, listen, respect to Paige Spiranak, carve your own lane, do what you got to do and everything. Yeah. But holy fuck, if the shirts get any smaller, I don't think there's going to be any shirts on it at one point.
Dude, call me a boomer. I do not like the skimpy outfits on a golf course. I remember when Dustin Johnson won the Masters and like Paulina's out there in like a halter top and like skinny jeans. And I'm like, that's just not golf attire.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, you don't wear that on a golf course.
That's not a good God-fearing woman. I'll tell you that.
I grew up, my dad had a country club membership and you had to dress up to go to the country club. And I was just like, that's just not a golf outfit. Jesus. I'm not saying I'm well-dressed in any way. Cause I'm definitely not, but it's like, you go to the golf, you need to put on a pair of shorts or a pair of slacks and your polo and you're good to go. You must have to wear shorts down to your knees.
You must see cargo shorts on the golf course and blood must boil.
Well, cargo shorts on a private's a lot, and usually you're not going to be allowed out. They're going to be like, sorry, you can't go out in those. If it's public, you can do that however you want.
What if it's like a really well-respected paying member? It really depends on
how much is. I'll tell you right now, I have the Target like nice running shorts, like they're all black. They look like golf shorts. I've worn those out there because they look like they are. Hmm. So I'm so comfortable out there. I'm a big Bird Dogs on the golf course because they're loud. Liners are unbelievable. They should sponsor us anyway. I'm just saying, like, it's just the skimpy golf outfit. It's just one of those things I didn't think needed to happen.
Skimpy golf outfit. I have no.
I'm not gonna buy your Titleist golf balls because there's a girl shoving her boobs in my face. Sorry, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna buy it if they respond well off the club.
I do want to know who those picks are for. Like, is there anybody out there who's like, I don't think she's married. Is there anyone out there who's like, I'm tailing Paige Spiranak today, like waiting, chomping at the bit, being like, I wonder who Paige likes today in Suns versus Cavs.
I don't know. Oh, is she? Yeah, because she puts up the betting contest, right?
The picks. Yeah. Like, is anyone like, oh my God, Victor Hovland plus 1500? I got to get in on that because Paige said so.
Got to get in on the Hov. I think he might have went to live.
Damn. Well,
maybe he didn't. I don't know.
He's taking the money. I don't mind. I don't blame Cam Smith. True hero. True American.
He's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's living the Aussie dream.
They didn't get CNN down there in 2001. Do we have anything else?
Yikes. Let's do. I wanted to play this game. I'm Jack for college football. If you can't hear it in my voice tomorrow night, good card tomorrow night, by the way. Couple of really good games. Backyard Brawl tomorrow night. Big mm-hmm. 10 tomorrow night.
I got Backyard Brawl on my card.
I have Backyard Brawl on my card. So let's do it. So when we get into this, we're going to do 3 picks a week. We'll keep score. I'm sure we won't keep score because I'm not going to keep score. So if anyone's out there, they want to keep score and tweet it at us, that's fine with me. We're going to do 3 picks. Well, once the NFL starts next week, we'll do one college, one NFL, one wild card. But for this week, we're just going to do 3 picks.
Go ahead.
All right. My dogs are going insane. My wife's home from her date. I'll start with the Backyard Brawl. I hate to do it to you, Kevin Kincaid. I like Pitt minus the 7.5.
I like West Virginia's 7.5 because Kadon Slovis is saying fuck West Virginia at a pep rally. He's got nothing to do with the Backyard Brawl. Doesn't even understand the rivalry.
Yeah, I know, but I mean West Virginia literally just chants eat shit Pitt whenever they play anybody.
Well, that's fine. That's a history. That's legacy. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Kadon Slovis walks in off of 3 years with USC, and he's just saying, fuck Pittsburgh. How about you playing a game before you do that?
Play for Lincoln Riley. Now, what are you carrying the water for West Virginia now because your boss is going to slap you around if you don't?
No, because I think 75% of West Virginia fans are going to be filling those seats, according to Vivid Seats. Did you see that stat today?
Oh, I'm not surprised. That Pittsburgh can't sell out that stadium.
No, there's like
it's like Temple.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. If West Virginia came to Temple, West Virginia would be 75-25. So I know how that feels. I will say,
depending on how everything goes, is the Backyard Brawl in Pittsburgh next year? I mean, in West Virginia next year?
Probably.
We should try and get to that game.
Maybe.
Perfect. But we're on opposite sides. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, the West Virginia football team's playing that Kadon Slovis. There was a video today. I guess someone Snapchat leaked from a West Virginia football player, but they're playing the Kadon Slovis fuck you, West Virginia video on loop in the locker room, which is awesome. And just calling him a soft ass. And then, you know, West Virginia lost a good amount on defense. I think Pitt will run the ball a lot. Jordan Addison obviously transferred to USC from Pitt. So Kadon Slovis is kind of funny because he transferred to Pitt. His best wide receiver transferred to USC. I think they're gonna try to run the ball, but I think West Virginia might keep it close. I know they lost a lot on defense.
Yeah, I said the 7.5. I just
what's the Backyard Brawl?
Backyard Brawl. Throw out the spread at the Backyard Brawl.
Yep.
All right. My next pick also tomorrow night. I got it. So I actually took this bet already, and the line has moved. So I'll just take it what it is. I'll take Penn State at Purdue -3.5. I got it at -3.
You have Penn State.
I have Penn State -3.
6-year quarterback Sean Clifford can't teach that. Can't teach that.
It's also Purdue. Like, what are we doing here? Penn State not ranked.
Shouldn't be ranked. Won't be ranked either.
Won't be ranked. They suck.
I mean, I hate Penn State. I'm not betting on Purdue, but I really hate Penn State. I can't wait for Sean Clifford to ruin hearts and dreams again in Happy Valley. Drew Aller probably should be starting. But, of course, they're giving to the 60-year starter.
Yeah.
Or 60-year. Like, what do you do? Do you go for a PhD? Like, what's that guy's, like, day like?
I don't understand how he can – I guess he redshirted
COVID years. Year.
Oh, see, that's BS. Because, so you like, got you should get four years.
No, we got a COVID year because COVID crushed everybody's year. So, he got that fifth year. I don't know how he got the sixth year, though. But, yeah, I mean, he's 24?
Joe Kessler's son.
He's like Brandon Weed in Oklahoma State. Basically. Yeah,
the 26-year-old guy.
Like, what does he do during the day? Like, he's grad school's already over. He did 5 years, so he's probably done grad school.
Probably a day trader. Drives DoorDash, maybe.
Yeah, does he drive DoorDash?
NIL deals. He's out there looking for an NIL deal.
Is he working at one of the bars? Like, is like as a bartender? Like, because he doesn't anything. Like,
aren't you the quarterback? Mm-mm. That's not me.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah. What does he do all day? Just walk around the quad, play hacky sack.
Maybe he just slams Poon all day. He just goes and finds co-eds. Just slays puss, bro.
Maybe he does, but I don't think he's the most. beloved up there either. Like, I think people are like,
guy's got the big swinging dick throwing the ball in Happy Valley.
No, but I remember when he announced that he was coming back. People were like, "Please, just graduate already." Drew Aller's coming in.
Yeah, but maybe the co-eds are like, "Hey, maybe he'll get picked up in the 7th round. That $25,000 signing bonus could be a new Gucci bag for me."
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You gotta think of your long-term investment.
That's what, play the long game, Kyle.
I have Florida +3. Florida +3 against the Utah Utes. Sleeper, not sleeper, really top 10 team, but college football playoff team, the Utah Utes,
yes,
this year. I don't know if you saw the Dez Howard. Oh, no, that was for Pittsburgh. He had the weirdest college football playoff I've ever seen in my life. I think he had like Pitt, Baylor.
Okay. Already not.
A&M.
What's Desmond Howard? Just going to Skip Bayless mount? Like,
I think so. I think it was like
saying wild things and being like, oh, okay.
I think it was
he had Michigan in?
Yeah, he had Michigan in.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, then he's still on brand.
I think it was Pitt, Michigan, Texas A&M, and maybe Baylor. Baylor might have been out on the outside. It was wild. People thought Desmond Howard was drunk. Might be drunk. But Florida +3, I'm pretty sure they're unranked this year.
They are unranked. Actually, yeah, they're not on my card. I did take Florida +3. SEC team at home against the Pac-12 team.
Yeah.
The SEC team's going to just have more talent.
Start of the Billy Napier era.
Yeah. I'm hoping that just turns out to be a really good game. And obviously I'd like to win my bet, but yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah. I think it's a line for Vegas that Vegas is just telling you, like, we don't know what the fuck's going on in this game. There's just so many unknowns.
I'm
going
to tell you, I took a bet that I really don't like, but I'll get to it after I take my last pick. My last pick, Cincinnati, Arkansas over 52.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Cincinnati this year.
Cincinnati's ranked 23rd. Arkansas is 19. Arkansas is an SEC school going up against a very good. What is that? What division are they even in?
AAC. Cincinnati. Come on, show AAC. Some respect.
Sorry, I don't play little league games. Listen to baseball. Anyway, I mean, like, 52 points is a pretty low total. I like both.
That is,
I
like, really, though, that's like. That's like NFL total.
Yeah, I really just like that to go over. Two ranked teams, probably good offenses. The defense won't get the most of it. Arkansas probably has more talent. Arkansas is -6.5. I like the over, the 52.
Cool. I got finishing this off, Louisville -4. Okay. Louisville's playing, I should know who they're playing. Oh, Illinois. They're playing Illinois. They whooped
no,
up
they're
on
not.
Illinois.
Illinois is not. Illinois is playing Indiana.
Who's Louisville playing? They're also red and blue, or orange and blue.
Boise State?
No, Louisville's playing.
Welcome to the part of the podcast where me, Gary and Kyle look up Kyle's picks.
Louisville. Syracuse. Sorry, Syracuse. Okay. Sorry, Syracuse.
Orange men. Yeah, the orange men. Sure.
All right, orange, blue, all that stuff. They're playing Syracuse. They whooped up on Syracuse 41-3. Last year, supposedly they cover 60% of the time, unless they did last year. Malik Cunningham coming back. They also got a transfer in from Tennessee, who actually pretty well at Tennessee, running back. Yeah, they're going to beat up on Syracuse. Syracuse, I don't know. Jim Brown ain't walking through that door.
Mm-mm. Don McNabb's not walking through that door. I'm just going to give you a little bonus pick, the pick I wish I never made. I took Indiana -3. I hate that pick. The more I look at that game, I hate it. It's now down to Indiana -1.5. Illinois, they're a frisky team.
Is it Lovie still there?
No, Lovie's now the head coach of the Houston Texans.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I think it's Brett Bielema.
Oh, it is Brett Bielema.
I think Brett Bielema is the head coach in Illinois. Look, I'm going to be sweating. I have that as one of the legs of my parlay. I actually have the Penn State -3. Indiana -3 and the over on Arkansas, Cincinnati. It was like +538. That's the game I'm going to be sweating out. I'm very confident on the other two.
But where were you when the Illinois Penn State 9 overtime final that finished 20-18?
I don't even remember that.
It was wild. You know, real barn burner. Sounded 9 overtimes, wild. And it finished 20-18.
I also quick bonus here. I like Michigan -30.5.
Against who?
Colorado State.
Okay.
Tough matchup week one.
I like Duke over Temple.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I like anything over Temple. Temple is picked to finish last in the conference this year.
I tell you something that really hurt?
Yeah.
UMass is +28 to Tulane. That hurt. That one hurt.
Baton Rouge, tough place to play.
Victor Cruz not walking through that door anytime soon.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, you go out the night before, you're in Baton, you're in New Orleans, right on the strip right down there.
The UMass football is not what it used to be.
I'm just saying, I mean, Tulane, like, they can go out because they're used to that stuff. They're Yeah. You know, they're used to playing hungover for practice. They're used to being hungover at all times. I think I'm done. Are you done?
You're done? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm done. Let me just get out of here. You're staring at me.
I'm waiting for you to finish the pod.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, if you're still listening, go check out those replies to Lily and AT&T. Thank you so much for listening to the Water Boys podcast presented by Crossing Bra. We'll talk to you next week.